He was locked in a house for almost 100 days with a bunch of, well, liars, cheats, fakes. Though if you watched Big Brother, he wasn't that much different, and that's why we love him. Winner of the latest season of Big Brother, Derek, is joining us on the line right now. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you? Now, first off, congratulations, and I always like talking with the winner a few weeks after they get out of the house, because that way you've had a chance to hear everything, probably watch the shows yourself. So I need to know then, what was the biggest surprise for you coming out and looking back at your time in the Big Brother house?
I gotta tell you, after I actually hung out with Heidi and Nicole a couple weekends ago, actually last weekend, and to find out that there was a little more of a showmance going on than I knew was a surprise to me. It's a small house, and to find out that there was actually a little smooching going on, I wasn't aware of that. So that was a pleasant surprise to find out. I'm glad for those two.
Lots of interesting relationships, though, formed, or friendships, anyway, in the house. So everybody always says that we're going to be friends outside in the real world. So is that true, then? Are you still in touch with everybody?
I'm not in touch with everyone. I will say that Cody and I are extremely close. We talk on a daily basis. He's become extremely close with my family, as I have his. We FaceTime when we can. So whatever we have the opportunity, we talk. I still talk to Victoria. I talk to Beast Mode Cowboy. I've texted back and forth with Zach. I've also talked to Frankie, texted him. He always sends some cool videos. As far as the other house guests, I haven't talked to everyone so much, but I'm sure they're extremely busy as I am. So I'm sure we'll get around to talking to each other for sure. I've talked to Nicole, obviously, Hayden, Christine. So we're all doing pretty good.
Lots of interesting dynamic relationships. Of course, we saw Zanky. What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Even this far into it, I haven't seen any of the episodes with the exception of the finale. The Zanky thing, I get asked about it a lot. You know, I think they were very, very close in the house. And, you know, as far as any actual relationship, I don't know about all that. I think Frankie definitely thought Zach was attractive. And maybe even Zach found Frankie attractive. But I think that's where it ended. So I think Cody's attractive. You know, it doesn't mean I'm going to date him.
Well, speaking of Cody, though, okay, so this backlash, and you said that you haven't seen the episodes. Christine's relationship, you know, she's married, and I'm going to use the words in quotes. People have been saying, you know, whore, slut, if you've checked out social media. That's what they're saying, and, you know, she was booed when she left the house. I mean, you've probably heard about that. So,
I actually heard it when I was in the house, yeah.
Yeah, so what was that? Was it gameplay? I mean, you were there with them, or did it seem like there was actually a connection?
I think no. There definitely wasn't a connection. It was definitely gameplay. I think on both ends. You know, they were extremely close. They were good friends. Hence the reason that when I won the double eviction, I wanted to send Christine home. She was becoming close with my ally. And I think it was strategic for both of them. Obviously, I haven't seen the episodes. I don't know how it was edited. But I think Tim is a great guy. Obviously, Cody's a great guy. And Christine's a great girl. And I think it's unfortunate it went down like that. But in my opinion, it was just strategic.
So I should ask then, why haven't you watched the show?
It's not for lack of... There's a couple things. When I was in the house, as if you watch the feed, you know, I literally thought games 24-7. When I came home, I was still reciting POVs and HOHs when I was brushing my teeth. So, you know, being home now with my daughter, my wife, you know, trying to get back in the group of work, it's something that I don't want to go back into right away. I want to take a second, reacclimate myself, and then get to watch it from a first-hand perspective like I wasn't in the house for 97 days. In addition to that, it's just time. You know, I'm doing a lot of things right now, trying to talk to fans, trying to get my house back together, trying to catch up on bills, all that good stuff. So I really haven't had an opportunity to sit down and enjoy the show like I like to do so much. So I don't want to rush it just to do it. I want to sit down when I'm ready and really get into it.
So aside from, you know, oh, I missed you, whatever, what was the first thing that your wife said to you when you got out of the house?
Well, the first thing I said to her was, told you I was going to do it, and she just started crying. But no, when we went upstairs, when they actually swooped us away after the show ended, I said, how is everybody, first and foremost? Because as you know, my grandfather passed away. Mm-hmm. I knew if it was something severe, I would know, but I just wanted to make sure everyone was healthy. Everything was okay. Everyone was still working. Everyone was still, you know, talking to each other, the whole nine. That was my main concern, because I know those things wouldn't make it into the house. And fortunately, everything was good and good to go.
Good, good. Now, you said that you knew you were going to do it. And everybody, of course, goes into the house thinking they're going to win. But sometimes, do they really feel, you know, that truly confident? I don't know. So, and we had Brandon and Rachel on the show a couple weeks ago, and they said they pinpointed you weeks before the finale. So I should ask you when you knew you were going to win.
For me, personally, I wish I could say I knew I was going to win the whole time. I didn't. The one point where I thought I had a very good opportunity to win was when Frankie went home, because I knew I had Caleb, Cody, and Victoria left in the house, and all three of them at that point had planned on taking me to the final two if I didn't win myself. So that was really the only point where I felt confident, because with Frankie in the house, he could have taken Caleb, Caleb could have taken him, so that was the one variable I wasn't sure about. But once Frankie was gone, I knew, barring any setbacks, all three of those individuals would take me to the final two, and I had a pretty good resume in the house up to that point, a pretty good speech prepared, so I knew if I got to the final two, I would have a good opportunity to win.
All right, well, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Derek, the winner of Big Brother, and he's going to answer some of your questions right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
We're back chatting with the Big Brother winner, Derek, who just took home $500,000 after winning the CBS reality show. Most people go into the house and have their backstory sort of pre-planned, right? They lie about who they are and what they've done.
Right.
And then that only lasts, that lasts, what, like a week or two? And you kind of kept your actual career hidden for so long, being a cop, right? So why did you ever feel like giving in and telling everybody?
They're never telling everyone. There were a couple opportunities where I felt like I almost told Cody and I almost told Victoria, but at no point was I really in jeopardy of doing it. You know, it is a game. And at that point, I had, you know, lived that life of being a parks and rec coordinator, and anything I did to misconstrue that or throw that off would be a ding to my credibility with my alliance members. And that's the last thing I wanted to do. So when I thought about telling them, I'm thinking, what positives can come from this? And there really were none. It was just a clearer conscience. And I knew once we left the house, we would have plenty of time to talk about my career and what I do for a living. And that's what helped me stay in character and realize this is just a game. It's going to come to an end, and you have plenty of time to talk to them afterwards.
Yeah, good point. We had a question sent in. What could Donnie have done to win Big Brother?
You know, with Donnie, I think he definitely had some deficits as far as, you know, he was an early sleeper. You know, watching Big Brother for as long as I have, I know that a lot of game talk happens late night. People are comfortable, other people are in bed. So that was a detriment to him. You know, it's kind of tough to say. I don't want to, you know, correct anybody's game, but there were points where I tried to go to Donnie, and this is up for debate, but there were a couple points where I went to Donnie and said, hey man, have you ever said anything about me or tried or told people that you were going to put me on the block if you were in power? Let's just clear the air right now. And he would always say to me, and he would always shake my hand and say, Derek, I never said any of that. Unfortunately for him, he was saying these things to Cody, which he didn't know at the time, but was my number one alliance member.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was never able to really get close with him knowing those things and him never, you know, fessing up to it. So as far as him winning, you know, Big Brother's a lot of luck. He won when he had to. He played the game he thought was the best he could play. And ultimately, you know, could he have played a better game? I don't know. He played a pretty good game in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. If you could team up with one of your fellow housemates or just anybody from a past season to be an all-star team, who would you pick to be with?
I could team up with, so not from my current season, someone from a past season.
Anyone, actually. It could be, yeah, even this last season.
Me and Cody.
Cody, for sure?
Yeah, me and Cody. Let's ride together. Hitman for life.
And then, finally, then, everybody, of course, wants to know, what are you doing with the money, right? You got $500,000. So what was the first thing you bought?
Well, as of right now, the first thing I bought was a computer, because I came home, and unfortunately, my iMac, graphics card went in the screen. So as I'm trying to do these satellite podcasts and these interviews and stuff, I had lines across the screen, so you guys could see me, but I really couldn't see you. I hope it didn't show too much. So I went out, I bought a laptop so we could actually do these interviews and also update some of the stuff I had to do. We're doing t-shirts and stuff now, so I'm trying to keep up with that. It's always better when you can see your screen. That was the first thing. That's all we really purchased up to this point.
And okay, so what's going to be like the biggest and just money-wasted thing you're going to buy? Come on, there's got to be something.
Well, yes, we're definitely going to do some spending. Obviously, Temley's getting some good gifts very, very soon. We obviously, there's a lot of logistics with it, taxes, things like that that
right.
You have to take care of before you can spend a dollar, because I don't want to end up in jail. So I got to do those things first. But there's definitely going to be some splurging going on. We're going to invest the majority of it. But at one point, we are going to go to the mall or something like that. I know Jana wants to buy a new pocketbook, some jewelry. And we're going to do those things. That's the point of being on the show, buying things that you're not able to buy before you enter. So we're definitely going to do that. Personally, I would like a boat. Now, as I said on the show, my wife runs the house. So bottom line is, I can't get it done without the Jana stamp of approval. and it's a pretty frivolous purchase, but I would like to do it. And if I did it, it would be amazing. But I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon.
For sure. And the wisest purchase would be college education for the young one, right?
Yeah, it's already done. That's the majority of it. What we're doing is, it's going to be very simple. It's $500,000, but it's not as much money when you think about it as far as after tax is concerned.
Yeah.
So the majority of it, Telly's going to school for free, period. We're going to invest most of it. It's going to go into mutual funds, things of that nature. That money will grow and ensure that Telly is going to go to a four-year school for free.
Well, he's the Big Brother winner and Father of the Year, apparently. Derek, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats once again. All the best to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.